Well, earlier this year, the U.S. Postal Service announced it had chosen a new delivery truck to replace its current aging trucks. Now, that contract, which could be worth $3 billion, is being challenged by members of Congress and the company that lost out in the bidding. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In February, to great fanfare, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced plans to finally replace the Postal Service's fleet of gas-guzzling, un-air-conditioned, and fire-prone delivery trucks.
I am happy I could move the ball across the goal line with this project, and I am honored to celebrate this win today. Today is a major step forward for the Postal Service.
The builder of the new delivery trucks would be Oshkosh, a defense contractor with a lot of experience making things like armored trucks for the military, but less experience building delivery vehicles. In fact, according to a lawsuit filed by Workhorse, which lost the contract, Oshkosh has never made an electric delivery vehicle. Workhorse does. That's just one of the charges Workhorse has made in its legal protest of the Postal Service's decision to go with Oshkosh. Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio also has a problem with the Oshkosh contract.
My concern is that they don't lead America into the future.
That's because the Postal Service has said that 90% of the new Oshkosh delivery vehicles would be gasoline-powered and only 10% would be electric vehicles unless Congress provides it with some money. Kaptur says that's moving in the wrong direction.
When you're going to be buying that level of vehicle, over 165,000 vehicles, and only 10% of them are green, 16,000 out of 165,000, that doesn't really make sense to me. And it's very backward-looking.
Kaptur and two other Ohio Democrats have written President Biden asking him to review the Oshkosh contract. Workhorse, meantime, is asking a federal court to overturn the contract. It says it was unfairly penalized by the Postal Service because one of its prototypes rolled out of control during testing, something the company says was the Postal Service driver's fault for not putting the truck in park. And it charges that the Postal Service, quote, put its thumb on the scale against Workhorse. Jack Horan, an attorney who practices and teaches government procurement law, says that it might be hard for the company to prove such a bias.
For those type of allegations, it's an especially high hurdle because the courts presume that government officials are acting in good faith and require a significant amount of proof to establish bad faith or bias.
For its part, the Postal Service says it does not comment on active litigation. Horan says the agency's quasi-independent status also means it's governed by a different set of rules.
It's not covered by the usual procurement regulations that apply to federal agencies. So as a result of that, the Postal Service has more discretion, business discretion, and leeway in handling its procurements than other government agencies.
Oshkosh says it can't comment on the suit, but that it looks forward to, quote, getting these highly capable vehicles into the hands of mail carriers. It says it can deliver any mix of gas-powered or electric vehicles the Postal Service orders, and the company also announced it intends to build them at a new plant in South Carolina. Brian Naylor, NPR News.